And welcome back to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and I'm speaking with Ben Mansky, who is the co-founder and spokesperson for MoveToAmend.org, a coalition dedicated to ending what they see as an illegitimate legal doctrine that prevents the American people from governing themselves. Move to Amend and the organizations in its coalition are conducting a series of events today and tomorrow on the first anniversary of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. Thank you so much for joining us, Ben Mansky.
You bet, Ian. I'm glad to join you.
And tell me about tomorrow's events in Washington. There's some all-day seminars. Is there going to be any protests? I don't know how one gets to the judges on the Supreme Court, in as much as they're fairly insulated and they're there for life and their decisions are there forever until they're overturned. And the President of the United States in last year's State of the Union criticized one of them, Alito, to his face, and that sort of upset them. But basically, how do you get them to get the message?
Well, I think it was Frederick Douglass who said power concedes nothing without a demand. And that's been true throughout human history, certainly throughout American history, that the United States Supreme Court has responded when they have been confronted with challenges to their authority. And what we have been building since January 21st of last year, when we launched MoveToAmend.org, is a national movement to overturn the Supreme Court's decision, not only in Citizens United, but also many of the other legal doctrines that the court has invented over the years that were designed to prevent the American people from exercising genuine democracy in this country. So we have been building this movement. It is a mass movement. It is growing all over the country. And I think that the protests you're seeing, not only in Washington, D.C., but in literally scores of communities around the country tomorrow, reflects that this is a movement that has standing power, that has staying power. We're moving to amend the Constitution. It's a bottom-up movement. You're seeing citizens working, especially in this coming year, to get resolutions adopted at the local municipal level through ballot initiatives and referenda, calling on their state legislatures and on members of Congress to overturn the Supreme Court's decision. I think we're already seeing that there are members of the court who realize how unpopular that decision has made them.
So are you, does that mean, Ben Mansky, spokesperson for MoveToAmend.org, does that mean that you're going to, you want to go back to the 1880s decision, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad, that applied the 14th Amendment, which, of course, the 14th Amendment was meant to free the slaves who were already freed, but, you know, we know all about Jim Crow. So the notion of personhood to a corporation wasn't actually in the written decision. Apparently a clerk added that. But that has set all of this in motion, has it not?
Well, it's definitely the case that corporate lobbyists and corporate lawyers, even during the years of the Civil War, were building a strategy, which they have been implementing generation after generation. So in many ways, what we can say is that they began a long march into the Constitution with the Santa Clara decision in 1886, and they finally arrived at their destination with Citizens United v. FEC last year. The reality is that that note in the Santa Clara decision was an insult to the hundreds of thousands who had died in that war and the millions who had suffered under slavery. And the Citizens United decision, the majority opinion last year, was an insult too, because the majority opinion used the phrase disadvantaged person to describe corporations. And for those who are familiar with the history of civil rights law in this country, they will know that that phrase disadvantaged persons historically was created in the civil rights canon. So what we're doing in Move to Amend right now is we are calling on Americans today to take inspiration from past generations, from the abolitionists, the suffragists, the labor movement of the 19th century, all the people who have struggled against odds that are much more significant than what we face, to take courage and to have the courage to do what they did, which was to call for constitutional amendments, to work for those amendments, and in some cases, they achieved those amendments. They did it, and we believe it's possible, and not only that, it's necessary. We saw a doubling in independent expenditures and so-called soft money in this past election compared to the previous midterm elections, and that's clearly a direct result of Citizens United v. FEC. It has to be overturned.
Well, Ben Mansky, again, the co-founder and spokesperson for MoveToAmend.org, which is a coalition dedicated to ending what they see as the illegitimate legal doctrine that prevents the American people from governing themselves. The Supreme Court ruling in Citizens United versus the FCC. Now, it does appear that the Supreme Court is poised to go even further in the opposite direction, in terms of what you're trying to do. They've got a case before them now where AT&T it's quite possible that they could apply the First Amendment to AT&T and give them personhood in their suit under the Freedom of Information Act.
That is why it is so essential that we not only combat the idea that corporations enjoy First Amendment rights, but let's be clear, if the court were to determine that AT&T had privacy rights, not First or Fourth Amendment, if they were to have privacy rights as corporate persons who are entitled to constitutional protections, then that would be an expansion, certainly, of this doctrine that they've created. It's not clear to me that the court will necessarily do that. I think they felt some heat, and we'll see what they do. But it's important to recognize that the First Amendment is not the only place in which the Supreme Court has found ways to protect the authority of those who own and run the major corporations in this country. They have found privacy rights in the past for corporations, for example, in terms of requiring that corporations get notice before OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, inspections. So really, if we want to live in a democracy in this country, we cannot have these enormous entities that are less and less accountable to the American people be insulated from government regulation, from regulation by we the people, through this doctrine of corporate personhood. Because after all, if the Bill of Rights apply to a person, then they protect that person to a certain extent from government interference, from government regulation, from government control. And there is no entity I can think of, aside from maybe the military, that really requires a very strong level of control, and that is other than the corporation.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time here, Ben Mansky, but I must say that when next time they start confirming these people, they ought to ask them whether or not about their biases in terms of being corporate lawyers or corporatists. And clearly, they missed that with Alito and Roberts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Again, I was speaking there with Ben Mansky, the co-founder and spokesperson for MoveToAmend.org. And tomorrow they'll be demonstrating and having a series of demonstrations in Washington, D.C. tomorrow on the first anniversary of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. I'd like to thank Spencer Downing and engineer Devin Jordan, and I'll be back with another background briefing. Until then, bye for now. Quiet.